she's so stale in the air. Everybody's running scared. We used to be so carefree. We used to be so happy. We used to have everything we need.
Mary J. Blige off her latest album. What's up, everybody? I'm Lamont. This is Lamont's Last Podcast, because I am trying to train myself to give less of a shit about entertaining the lot of you. Because, quite frankly, I've been trying for decades. Literally, if you've been trying something for decades and you don't get the fucking picture and your future is bleak because you haven't been building up the things you need to make that future better, you're stupid. I ain't trying to be stupid. So, gotta find a new path. I don't know what that path is. I am clueless as shit. I don't want to learn anything. That's a bad trait. Well, that's not true. I've decided on a couple of things, but I'm not psyched about the fact that I have to learn new things in order to make my future better. Like, what happened to, like, a prior generation, like, literally did not even go to college, have boats, long-term jobs, and pensions, and they're set to the grave. Meanwhile, our generation fucking jumps from job to job every few years. You got no future. I mean, I shouldn't say that. A lot of you, everybody's probably fine. I'll be the only asshole in the fucking in the old folks' home on the pudding plan. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't have corn. All you can afford is the pudding. Yeah, all we have is tapioca and vanilla. Sorry, you can't have the chocolate. You're not on the chocolate pudding plan. You're just on the regular pudding plan. Now, if there's extra butterscotch on a Thursday, you might be able to lick the bottom of the bowl, but you get tapioca and vanilla. Sorry. So sorry. Your FSA and your HSA didn't get approved by your fucking... Dude, does anybody else have this HSA, FSA bullshit for your health insurance now? I'm not even gonna bore you with that shit. It's just, instead of just having a card that gives you a reduced rate because everyone knows it's overpriced insurance for health insurance, it's not just that. No, now you get one card that covers two separate accounts, and you may or may not get approved on if they cover the charges based on whether or not you can provide the receipts and the proof that you actually went to the place. Even though they know enough to ask you for the money, they can't prove that you actually went there. It's such bullshit. And then you're supposed to determine up front how much you want to put into your flexible spending account that they deduct out of your paycheck weekly or biweekly, depending on how you're paid, bimonthly, whatever. And so I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to know what it's going to cost? So I was like, put $1,000 on it. We'll see what happens. Because I was like, I knew I was going to get one of these CPAP machines that I'm using. And I knew that thing cost at least $700. So I was like, okay, put $1,000 on there. You know, whatever. So because they dipped out of the HSA, the health, the whatever it's called, the HSA. And they didn't take out of my FSA. I then had like, I'm coming up to a fucking year I've been in this bullshitty state. Anyway. July 1st, it would have ran out, right? So I had like $180 on my $1,000 that I've already put into it, and I don't get it back. It doesn't roll over. So I had to go to this fucking FSA store to buy a bunch of approved products. So I had to buy $180. You know what? I haven't even opened. I forgot what I even got. I know I got like a lavender mask, like a sleep mask. I'll give that to my mom. And then I got like some insoles, which I can put those in my boots while I... Yeah. So, yeah, man. It's just like, yeah, man. $180 for... It's like, imagine if somebody was like, you spent $1,000. Okay, no. Here's $180 of your own money. Can I just have it back? No, you can't have it back. But you can go into a Duane Reade or a Rite Aid or a Walmart. You get to choose. You get to choose. And you can pay retail price for a bunch of shit that you don't give a fuck about. Now wait, what do you mean you don't want Ace bandages? You're saying you don't want $75 worth of Ace bandages? What are you, ungrateful? This is America. There's people that would love to have $75 worth of Ace bandages, you ungrateful son of a bitch! Nah! Anyway, so I'm not too psyched about my health insurance. Yeah. It's another thing. I mentioned about belly aching, about living in Connecticut. Hey, Here's the thing. I grew up in Connecticut, so I have the right to say this is a horrible piece of shit of a place. All right? Oh, man. I have no agenda when I jump on here. I just kind of jump on and blah, blah, blah. Two things. I should write this down. Future plans and depression in Connecticut. Okay. Now, I don't know if you listen. Here's the purpose of this show, right? It's in the self-help category because I only do this to help myself. I'm not getting into the first. If you want to know more about, you know, me and doing production, go to the first episode. All right. The situation here, oh, it's called host asshole or asshole host, something like that. Anyway, so I grew up in Connecticut, hated it, moved out. Dad died, don't want mom to die alone. This is in a nutshell. There's more elements and whatnot. Dad died, mom burns the fuck out of bridges. I don't want my mom dying alone, so I moved back here so that wouldn't happen. Mom's doing kind of all right health-wise, and I have no intention on staying back here. So, believe me, I've already had the conversation with my mom, because, like, look, I didn't want to, like, when my dad died, I had to fly back and forth from Florida dealing with it, and there's no discounts on flights, and last minute, you're paying full price, or actually beyond full price. So, I was like, shit, I don't know if I can afford news again, so I was like, well, let me be up there, blah, 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 okay. So, I had to talk to my mom about her wishes, where all the paperwork's located, like, what to do with everything, the how, all that stuff. Like, I'm good. Like, I if she were to have died and I didn't have that information, it would have been a lot tougher going. But now I know what the deal is. I got a plan. So, because my job has put me on kind of a two-year kind of a thing, and I'm about 1 year and 1 month away from that 2 years, and believe me, I am counting the fucking days, I am here for another year and a half. Okay. So, this week, a couple buddies from South Florida, comedians who do tours and whatnot, they came through, and we were hanging out in this bar a couple days ago, and so one of their, you know, one of the guys who's touring, Figler, I'll say their names, the fucking degenerates, man, Figler, Prada, Coronado, anyway, so one of Figler's friends is there, this girl, and so we get to talking, and she's like, you know, yeah, I grew up in Connecticut, I got it, the fuck out of here, you know, I moved to California, I moved this state, I moved over here, and I'm like, but you're here, so yeah, I moved back, I'm like, yeah, I get it, she's like, so, yeah, I got a fucking shitload of Zoloft, I'm just trying to get through day to day, and I'm like, yes! Someone who understands, like, what, because when I say it to people who are from here, I'm like, dude, you don't understand. Yeah, I put 5 years into performing stand-up comedy, and I have zero in, that's not true. I do have the interest in doing it, but I have the interest in doing it and doing it right, and there's a lot of wires that need to be rewired in order for me to do it again, because honestly, as I did an assessment of the kind of comedian I was eager to please. I was very eager to please audiences, which is not what you're supposed to do as a comedian. And there is no one in Connecticut I want to please. I don't give a fuck about this place. And when your motivation was pleasing people that, you know, I'm not going to front. People in South Florida are fucking attractive. And people come out and they're interested, you know what I'm saying? And there's attractive people in audiences. And I give a fuck about being interesting to attractive people because I am a shallow individual. So doing it in Connecticut, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about listening to comedians' bits, you know what I'm saying? I just don't care. There's a lot less interest in here than in Florida. Okay, anyway, so today's the 4th of July. I'm recording this on the 4th of July. It's my nephew's birthday, and a few of us went out. We went to Dave and Buster's. So, is he my brother-in-law? So my brother's wife's brother, got married, and I just met his new wife today, and she was living in Orlando, and she's like, and unprompted by me entirely, she starts in on just, there's something about this place. I gotta get out of here. And I'm like, thank you! A second person in 1 week who is going through, like, it really does mean something when someone else is experiencing what you're saying and trying to convey to people, and they're just like, man, yeah, you know. But when other people are like, this shit is very real. It is very fucking real to go from anywhere else to Connecticut is, it's fine if you've never been anywhere fucking else. All right? Whew, so it's just very nice to hear other people having the same thought. Okay, I got some stuff in the dryer. I gotta take care of this. So I'm gonna throw on a song. Ooh, Gil Scott, Home is Where the Hatred Is. Check this out. Gil Scott. Thing about Gil Scott, I don't know if I relayed this on a prior episode because I'm not keeping track of what I'm saying on these things really, but Gil Scott Heron is an artist that I don't know when I came across him, apparently the second time, but when I did, it sounded very familiar to me, and I always wound up like listening to it and enjoying it, and I have like pretty much everything he's ever put down, you know, recorded, Gil Scott Heron. And he was a poet in the 60s, 70s, revolutionary artist, and everything he talked about, you know, a lot about Nixon, and he's Who Will Pay Reparations for My Soul, and Whitey on the Moon, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, things like that. All right. And he talked also about drugs and alcohol, and he wound up becoming an addict, and he died either of an overdose with AIDS, HIV, what have you. But basically, it's disappointing how the people who see things so clearly wind up as victims of what it is so clearly that they, you know, were against. Like Tupac, you know, later in life he was against violence, wound up getting shot. You know, it's tough to argue that when he stomped somebody's head in a casino a few hours earlier, but whatever. I don't know. It's tough when the people who were the strong ones, like, what is it that makes a Gil Scott, like, succumb? Like, it has to be giving up. It has to be recognizing that you can't change the system that we're in. And I play this song called Home is Where the Hatred Is, when in reality, hatred is everywhere. I don't know if you're familiar with the National Rifle Association, but this is an ad that the NRA put out recently. Check this out.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I believe the right-wing agenda is evil. Pure, white, Caucasoid, cousin fucking, rich as shit, wealthy, evil. All right? Wealthy white people with shitty intentions and the fucking cunt hairs that believe their bullshit are gonna destroy, be the destruction of fucking all of us. Fucking horrible human beings. So let me get this straight. Aside from the bullshit lies that they spread, now here's the thing. Those people believe them, and these people have a shit ton of guns, and these people are clearly ready to die and to use them. And for what? What exactly is it that they're fighting for? Entire whiteness? Like, are they only wanting white people with money in America? Is that it? Now, let me be abundantly clear. I don't think all white people are evil. I think all white people have some fucked up shit in their DNA and there's nothing you can do to shake it. Which is why when there's a cool white person, you're like, man, you're cool and that's awesome because you had to battle through some fucked up shit. Now, I know because I'm black and they put a lot of fucking weights on me and, you know, the fact that I'm able to fucking be in even the same restaurant as you means you should congratulate me because I got through all my shit. I mean, it's not even the same fucking thing, but I was trying to make an analogy on the fly. It didn't necessarily work. Okay, anyway. Bottom line is, these white motherfuckers are evil as shit. These Fox News, NRA, Breitbart, Alex Jones, Sarah Palin, Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, Donald Trump, pieces of shit, want nothing more than to destroy to profit. Like, what was this article that came out this week? Was that they wanted to, the EPA, which is, you know, obviously now run by a bunch of assholes, they want to make it so that they don't have to protect clean water. They don't have to protect clean water. But you know who was going to, what's going to happen when they filthied all the water? They're going to sell it to us. And do you think they're going to sell it at a fair price? No, they're going to mark it the fuck up. The first week it's going to come out, it's going to be 30 cents a bottle or some shit, and then they're going to jack it up to $30 a bottle. There is no reason whatsoever to trust anything that comes out of their fucking mouths. If you think Donald Trump saying ISIS was going to be gone in 30 days, it's so easy, and you believed him, you're a fucking idiot. The motherfucker's been golfing more than 30 days. ISIS is still here. I'm sure you know that. But if you're so smart to know that, then why would your dumbass vote for him? But chances are, you haven't made it this far because I'm black and you probably aren't listening. So, I just find it so ridiculous. Now, here's the thing. I hear that ad and I hear them saying, oh, they're actors and they're comedians. Now, you know what he said? They go, they're going to complain about racism, sexism, homophobia, and xenophobia like a bunch of fucking snowflake, libtard assholes. Like, yeah, you're wrong for being racist, sexist, and homophobic, and xenophobic. You're wrong for doing these things. But there's no arguing it, which is why I now fantasize about being in a position of authority and making a speech like, listen, I'm going to do what's best for everyone. You stupid cunts are going to benefit because I'm doing things for the benefit of humanity. You'll benefit just because you're going to be wrapped up in it, and you'll be pissed. Like, your life will get better, and you'll be pissed about it. But boo-hoo, your life is better. But I don't give a fuck about you or your stupid opinion. I'm not listening to you. I don't give a shit. Nothing you say or do matters. And just sit back because I'm not even... Don't even cross an aisle. Hey, Dems, if you want to cross the aisle, knock your socks off. But I don't care. And honestly, I'm going to repent. I'm gonna select a Democratic representative that will be the only person that Republicans are talking to. And everything that you want will be filtered by through this one person because I don't even want you in the room. All right, Jeff Sessions, fuck Jeff Sessions. This motherfucker can't remember anything when he's on the stand to testify, but he can easily remember that marijuana and black people are fucking horrible and need to be eradicated. Fuck him, and fuck anyone who thinks like him. Now listen, let's listen to the Tucker Carlson had the woman who did this ad, and they went on and did their Fox News shit. Let's listen to a little bit of a couple cunts talking to each other. Also, I'm sorry about dropping the C word a lot this episode. It's just I'm really getting fired up, and I know no one's going to listen to it, so there's that. Sorry. But, okay, I'm going to talk over this, and let's listen to this crap.
Well, before the break, we showed you Dana Loesch's NRA ad. It is powerful. Not everybody is impressed. For her efforts on behalf of the Second Amendment, she's being accused of trying to destroy the country. Multiple publications, including Mother Jones, say that she's calling for a civil war.
That's exactly what I called it. It's an ad for a civil war.
In an ad for the NRA, Dana Loesch accuses the left of violence of lies and calls for fighting back with the clenched fist of truth. Just wow, which is a bad thing. Black Lives Matter activist E. Ray McKesson was upset too, tweeting, quote, this NRA ad is an open call to violence to protect white supremacy.
Yep.
If I made a video like this, I'd be in jail.
Honestly,
one of his followers,
this should be against the law for being inciting a riot.
Woman as proxy for anti-black violence is a tale as old as America itself. Okay, Dana Loesch joins us now. Dan, thanks for coming on. I didn't see any racial overtones in this spot. Maybe I wasn't looking for
them. Because you're white.
The cops you seem to be celebrating was an African-American police officer. But do you think
you use a black face and that's justification? That never flies to a black person, but to these idiots, that's enough. Go ahead.
I'm glad you're feeling better as well. No, there's no racial component in this. The reaction to this is insane. Tucker, I'm talking over video clips that show actual leftist violence, rioting, property damage, arson, physical assault, and apparently me condemning violence is what's inciting and dividing America.
Well, what's funny
now, people like DeRay McKesson, who are...
the tape is like a bunch of rich white kids setting fire to stuff. So, like,
yes.
You're defending white supremacy for attacking rich white kids burning stuff? I mean, like, it's insane.
All right. I can't listen any more of that. I literally can't listen any more of that. So let's go with a song.
Yo, man, burn a Babylon, face it. I burn them corrupt and them everyday tricks and them fucking matrix. I want them to clown that wonder. You don't know about that. We are natural human beings. We don't know about that. I'm a sorry repatriation to Africa as I must. I'm a sure about that. The Almighty Ram, your brother. Burn them up, destroy them. And them robots and them computers, all them. No, we are the girls and the boys, them. And give them kings to the CIA, join them. Burn them up, destroy them. And them robots and them computers, all them. And you can't get your girls and the boys, them. And give them the Mount Zion, join them. Yo, millions of years ago. Civilians been living so, up yet civilized with the love that flow. Brilliant and bright with the light that show. Until Babylon fight and brainwash them so. Black people is the first, a lot of them don't know. Oh, 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 oh. Black me in a chain and bandage of it. Them turn me in a criminal and bandit of it. Me like them take disadvantage of it. They want to kill out, just ain't a profit. Yo, destroy them. All of the robot and the computer does them. More educate the girls and the boys them. Rastafari, join them. When we say burn them up, destroy them. And the robot and the computer touch them. Yo, free up the girls and the boys them. And give them all them natural joy them. What will the parents say?
You know, honestly, I should have talked the hell over that song. Because just like a reggae DJ, you don't hear the fucking song. Shout out to the restaurant, the man, the good, the curry, go out to them. I didn't do that though, because, you know, I'm not just faking. All right, I'm gonna wrap this shit up. I'm gonna leave on a song though, because this is a good song and it kind of got to build. It's a whole thing. I don't want to shortchange the song. It's called I'm Paying Taxes. What Am I Buying? It's Fred Wesley and the JBs. So enjoy that. I'm Lamont. This is Lamont's last podcast. I don't give a fuck if you tell a friend. Usually that's when I say, tell a friend, man. Tell a friend and tell a friend. I don't give a fuck. Don't say shit to anybody. It's your life. Peace.
Molly and y'all. I ended it all. It's Molly and y'all.